a podcast called What's Up Gamer.
Oh, that's how we're starting?
Is it?
I like that. I don't know. Yeah, what's up, gamer?
Well, I've been playing some Pokemon.
You've been playing Pokemon?
Mm-hmm.
Well, welcome to the first episode of What's Up, Gamer, starring Elliot and...
me, Brittany.
Brittany! It's Brittany, bitch. This episode, we have a guest star, Dalton.
What's up, players?
So, Pokemon came out just under a week ago. Mm-hmm. Give it a few more hours. It'll be a week. And two of us here have beaten the game.
That's right.
Well, I'm not epic.
You're not an epic gamer this week?
Not this week.
Well, that's okay. Not everybody can be an epic gamer all the time.
Mm-hmm. It's a hard job.
It is. So, out of what we've played so far, how do we feel about the game? Let's start with our guest.
I wasn't okay with how short it was. Because everybody kept telling me it's a pretty quick game, and I
like you hit me up maybe like 3 days later. Yeah. I'm just like, yeah, I finished it.
Yeah, that was, I was like, that's insane. And somebody had told me it's like if you played it consecutively, it's 18 to 20 hours.
No, not even that.
Not even that.
If you just go through the story, it's like 14, if that.
It was insanely quick, and I've never finished a Pokemon game that fast. And I think that layers on to the whole like. I hate that there's so much missing.
Yeah.
There's so much missing. And the story was fine. It was kind of hit or miss. But as a whole, it was just the entire time I was just like, it's been better.
It's a Pokemon game, in my opinion, but it just lacked the soul.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
I mean, you're only partway through.
I'm only at the fourth gym as of the time of recording this. I mean, I've enjoyed what I've been exposed to so far. They always put a lot of attention to detail in their games, which is something we all love. But they definitely had a couple shortcomings this time around. Like, it's just...
It's like...
it's just that. Like, it's literally like...
It's hard to put into words, but it was missing a lot of its spark.
Like there was a lot of details missing that you would have found just a generation ago.
Yeah.
And considering it's off of the handheld consoles and now all on the Switch, which, I mean, you could argue is still like a handheld console, but it still has more power.
Oh,
well, yeah.
For sure.
What are you doing, Game Freak?
They sacrificed so much, and you can't even go like they sacrificed quality for quantity because they clearly didn't give a fuck about quantity. I'm not a subscriber to the idea that it's such a fucking hassle to put all these animations in for the different Pokemon. All this shit should be archived. Like, that's one thing I don't get. It's like, you can include the national decks. You're just a pussy.
Easily.
Call me out, Game Freak.
Game Freak. You gotta do better. You got to.
This is your warning. You've been warned.
We're going to come in there with that Charizard you love so much and just burn the place down.
Shove it up your ass. You hear this?
Also, that's just a joke.
That's the sip of somebody who doesn't give a fuck.
Oh.
I know. I'm tough.
I will admit, though, like while I was playing the game, this is like, I still had fun. It is a Pokemon game. It's just, there's so much missing.
Yeah.
There's no competitions. There's no, like, Poke-Amy that you can do after each battle that you do. Mm-hmm. And, I feel like there's less of a connection between me and my Pokemon to an extent because of that. I mean, sure, you can go camping, but there's not really a point to it.
Yeah. Well, I like that they added in more of a I mean, I do like the camping aspect just because it's, I mean, it's a nice little feature because it's like, it makes you feel like you're in the anime, kind of like hanging out with the boys. But at the same time, it's just,
it just feels like a waste of time.
Yeah. Because it's like, you're going to say that you couldn't do this, 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 and this, but then you had plenty of time to make a feature that people probably, even though it's cute and adorable, like, people would have done without if it meant,
yeah,
hey, I can bring my Rayquaza, or I can bring my fucking, war turtle. That is a weird way to say war turtle.
Scorp Squad.
War turtle from over there and bring it in here. Like, I would rather sacrifice the camping, if I'm being honest.
Yeah. I mean, you were really excited about the curry when it was first announced.
Yeah, I was. So, out of all the features I could have picked to be excited about, for some reason, curry stuck with me. And I'm just going to say point blank, I do not enjoy making curry as much as I thought I would.
it's no Pokeblocks.
Like, again, I don't think it has a lot of value to me playing through the Wildlands. Like, I'm not going to sit down and cook just to heal my Pokemon.
Yeah, I mean, like, personally, I hardly ever buy healing items until I get to, like, the in-game, like, Elite Four. Mm-hmm. At that point, I stock up on full restores and some revives for like, the slog through the trainers.
Exactly. No.
Like, there's no point in me just making a camp when I can just run back to the Pokemon Center.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. In almost the same amount of time.
Basically. Yeah. After making the curry, after having to set down my camp and everything.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I camped one time, and that was before I got my bicycle.
I camped one time just because I was just like, okay, let me just see what this is about.
Mm-hmm. I feel like, and maybe I'm wrong, but it took longer than normal to get a bike.
I thought it was pretty quick.
I think it's just because of how much time you spent on the first day just grinding through the Wildlands.
And that's always been my problem. It's now, like a hyper grind.
A real game changer is being able to just fly with the Poke Taxi to any destination you want.
And that was given like immediately.
Yeah. Like, that, I think part of that has really cut down on that grinding aspect. Or, like, with the every Pokemon in your party, you couldn't disable this feature, but it would get XP. Mm-hmm. Like, XP share. That also really threw off, like, the entire grinding aspect of the game itself.
Yeah, I think to an extent that's why it's as short as it is.
Mm-hmm.
But also, it's like, I enjoyed training my Pokemon individually. That way I could get adjusted to their movesets.
Yeah.
And then I would be able to form a better connection with that particular Pokemon.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. I lost it. But there was something that I was like, oh.
Like personally, I love Gyarados. I found very little reason to actually have him be like the front runner.
Yeah. Oh, I'm a huge fan of Gyarados.
Yeah.
I don't know. Here, hold on. I'm gonna set the thing so it doesn't time out. So in case we lose audio.
He's being a technician for the podcast. Please excuse our special guest,
Producer Don.
We love him.
He loves you. I don't know why it glitches like that.
Well, while he's fixing that, so how do you feel about, like, your Pokemon team? Like, do you feel like you've been able to get, like, a well-rounded one so far? I'm not even sure what you're running as of yet.
That's going to sound really bad. I don't remember what I'm running. Which I think comes to show the whole loss of connection with your team.
Yeah.
I know I have the second. I know I have the second form of Scorbunny, of course. Got it wrong with my man. I want to say for some reason I have a Wobbuffet on my team. I don't know why. I just kind of picked him up on the
Wobbuffet.
I know I have the evolution of Timber. Girder.
Mm-hmm.
He's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I like him so far.
He's a nice fighting type.
He's a good fighting type. He's a good fight boy. I have the evolution of Choodle as my water. Is he water ground?
I think
water
he's rock. I think he's water rock.
I think rock. I have a Rosalia.
A Rosalia, nice. Mm-hmm.
Who I originally got to try and get through the water gym because mm-hmm. I didn't have any grass type. And she's not been very useful, but I like having her on the team nonetheless. I have a Pikachu.
Oh, you have a Pikachu?
Mm-hmm. Can't ever go wrong with a Pikachu.
Is it the special Pikachu?
No, it's just a regular.
Okay.
Like, Pikachu, you know. I really wish I went with a Yamper, though. I might go back and get a Yamper.
I like the design of Yamper's evolved form. It's like Boltroned or something like that. Yeah. I have one of them on my party.
Yamper was pretty great. There's something about him that was just like, I didn't like him at first, and I don't know why. But I grew to love him, if I'm being honest. He's just, because he was the same way, like I was the same way when I played Ruby and Sapphire with Zigzagoon, which is ironic, considering the evolution in this one. But I was the same way with Zigzagoon in Ruby and Sapphire, and I was just like, it's just kind of dumb, but it's like, it's not, though. It's actually a really cool, it has, Yamper has a really cool moveset that I felt will make him a staple in future games.
I feel like he'll definitely be a part of either Ash's or a Go's team whenever the anime comes out.
Oh, absolutely. That's what I'm thinking.
But you haven't finished the fourth gym, right?
Mm-mm,
okay.
No. I'm on my way over to it.
Cool.
Yeah.
So I've beaten the game, and the team I beat it with was Cinder Ace, the fully evolved version of Scorbunny, Corviknight, Boltrund, Sirfetch'd, Gyarados, and a Thievul, which is the evolved version of Nickit. You would think, to an extent, it'd be like a special, well, or like a not a special attack, but a regular attack dark type. It gets a lot of special attack stats, or at least mine did.
Mm-hmm. What was your favorite, like, throughout?
Like new Pokemon, or I would probably say I really enjoyed Sirfetch'd. At the end of the game, he had my highest attack stat. It was like crazy how much attack he had. The only one that came close was Cinderace.
Cinderace is the Scorbunny, the third?
Yeah, the fully evolved Scorbunny.
I need to learn Scorbunny's names and then the Sobble evolutions.
Inteleon. I don't know what the second one is.
Yeah, I don't either. Inteleon is the biggest mistake of all of them.
I mean, I was only fighting Inteleon for one turn. And it was gone.
What level was it?
Like 63, 64. Sirfetch'd just fucked him up with Leaf Blade.
And that motherfucker.
So what was your team finishing?
I got so used to calling them by
their nicknames.
Their nicknames. But it was Diddy, obviously, which was the...
He had a Rillaboom.
Yeah, Rillaboom. I had Sirfetch'd.
You had Sirfetch'd?
Yeah.
You managed to evolve Mrs. Fetch'd?
Yes, I did.
So he got a shield, and I caught an extra Farfetch'd for him and turned it over. It was a female that I just named Mrs. Fetch'd for the irony.
And then, let's see, I kept Yamper.
You evolved into a Boltron, I'm assuming. Okay. Yeah.
Why am I forgetting my team? It was I had a I had a Pikachu at one point, but I didn't end with a Pikachu. I think I traded the Pikachu right before the last gym. And then I had... it's killing me I can't remember names. What is the... what's the big squirrel thing?
The big I don't know. I never caught it.
It was intrigued me, and I was like, you know what? Let's do it. And then I had not Zigzagoon, Lycoon, and
You had Linoon or the fully evolved version, Obstagoon.
No, Linoon.
Just Linoon.
Yeah, okay. I didn't evolve to the last one. And then I had... I feel bad because this is how I was with Gen 5. I don't remember any of the names. What was the fox?
The little Nickit. Feeble.
The evolver. Yeah.
Well, was yours a special attacker? From what you can remember? Okay.
No.
So it must have been... The nature was different.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think.
I've never picked up natures like what the differences are. So I was just like, oh, this is just their stat growth. Okay.
Yeah. I think my best, aside from Miss Fetch, I think my best, as far as attacking was. What's his name? The Yamper evolution?
The Boltron.
Boltron, yeah. Yeah. I think that was probably my bet. That's why I'm like, he's gonna remain a staple. Like that Pokemon is gonna remain. It's just gonna, because it's like the Growlithe or the like it's one that's like, you don't really think about it, but then like when you do think about it, it's like, oh, that's cute. It's like Poochyena or something.
Mm-hmm.
Like, of course I'm just referencing all the dogs.
I mean, like, it'll probably be just as iconic as Luxray. That tends to be like another two-stage electric type Pokemon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And see, I try, like, when I got towards the end, I tried to go back to, like, what I had at the beginning,
mm-hmm.
just out of curiosity to see where it would go. Because I had the, what was the garbage?
The Trubbish,
yeah.
Or Garbodor, whichever one.
Yeah, I had Garbodor at one point, and he's interesting.
He's garbage.
He's garbage. He's a very interesting Pokemon. This one, I don't think it was a special attacker, but it you can crit with a Garbodor.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they had some moves. I can't remember specifically. I'm horribly unprepared for this. Like, I can't remember any of the moves. But, I mean,
you don't have to, like, go into full detail. Like, we're just trying to get our thoughts and opinions.
Right. Wait, what do you have currently?
It wasn't paying attention, apparently.
I'm running my starter. I have a Pikachu.
That's right. You already did.
I have a Girder. For some reason, I'm running with a Wobbuffet. He's at the end of my list, though. I think it's a she. She has lip.
You see, basically all the Wobbuffets I ran into were female.
Yeah,
like,
I think it's
all of the ones I found in the wild.
After I caught the female, I had to run to the Poke Gym because, you know, when I was a noob, I'm still a noob.
A noob.
But it beat my butt a little, and so I had to run back. And then, of course, I came back, and it was a male, and I was like, I already got a girl. I'm going.
Oh. Girl power. Mrs. Fitch.
I have a Rosalia. I think I'm missing one. I don't remember.
Did you mention the Chewtle evolution?
Yeah, I got Chewtle's evolution.
Yeah, Chewtle's kind of weird.
Chewtle has a glow up. Like, when puberty hit for him, it hit good.
Yeah, but like the base version, ugly.
No.
Yeah,
I got really lucky because I caught the base version. As a level like 24, so after a few other trainers, evolved, and it was perfect. It was a match made in heaven.
Nice. You see, I caught Magikarp, which it was stupid because Dalton and I had been watching Sweet Life of Zack and Cody in the background, And I was just like, Mr. Mosby.
Yeah, which Disney Plus, if you want to sponsor.
Don't do that. This is my podcast. But yeah, I caught it right out of Magnolia's lab or house or whatever. Yeah. At level 5, I'm just like, all right, this is how it's supposed to be. Because, like, as a kid, I'm just like, $500 for a Magikarp? That sounds cool.
Yeah.
As an adult, I'm still, $500 for a Magikarp? That sounds cool. As a kid, I'm just like, hey, that's a free Pokemon, basically. Because it's only $500.
And when Game Freak, they've even said it's like literally the most useless Pokemon ever, but it's so it's honestly expensive.
I mean, for what it is as a Magikarp, yeah, it's kind of expensive.
Yeah,
but you know what it turns into,
and it's worth it.
It's definitely worth $500.
We love our Mr. Mosby's.
I mean, I'm talking about the first generation right before Mount Moon. There's that guy in the Pokemon Center who's selling it for 500 Pokedollars.
Yeah.
Like, if you intend on getting a Magikarp and you haven't somehow like blown all your money, buy it right there.
Yeah. 500.
I would take that deal in every generation.
Now, I know. I mean, this is y'all's podcast. I don't mean to like take over with a question.
No, you're fine.
But I am curious. What's the best Pokemon game, definitively?
Me growing up, for whatever reason, there's a lot of people who don't agree with this, but I loved Black and White. I really do.
I am one of those people.
But like,
I think it's more so because it's the one, because I absolutely love the DSi. Like, DS was cool. You know, I like playing Game Boy games. But for some reason, the DSi, like, really stuck out with me. And I think I played on that thing for, like, 4 or 5 years. Like, that was my best friend through 5th and going on through 8th grade. But I also really like Pokemon Emerald. I think that one was a good one.
You see, for me, Sapphire will always have, like, the special place in my heart. Because, like, I was, like, around, like, the 10-year-old age when those games were coming out, if I remember correctly. Yeah. And so it's just like, hey, that's me. To an extent. But also, it has some of my favorite legendaries. Like, Rayquaza is my favorite.
Yeah.
And Blaziken is my favorite Final Evolution starter.
Yeah.
It just has most of my favorite Pokemon. Metagross. And the adventure felt a whole lot more fun compared to like Red and Blue, Gold and Silver. Yeah. Like, I really enjoyed Gold and Silver, but it's just like, I don't know. I think to another extent, it was like the first time I didn't have to share the games with my sister. It was just me. It was my experience.
Mm-hmm. I like that. I would have to go the same thing. I played Ruby. I played Ruby and Emerald. But let's see, like me and my brother, I mean, I hate saying it like that, but to people that don't know.
He has a brother.
I have a brother from another mother, but the same. me and my brother have always had the agreement that I always get the more like red palette version, and he gets like the blue. So that meant he got Sapphire, I got Ruby. There is something about those games specifically because, like you said, you were 10, which means I was like 7 at the time, and so they.
I don't even want to say how old I was at that time.
I may have been a little bit older than 10, but like it was around that
Yeah.
That time.
Yeah, I can't remember how old I was, but like I remember I had the like light blue Game Boy Advance SP, and I had just finished Fire Red, and we went to the store. It was close to like Christmas time, and my parents got me Leaf Green, even though like Chris had Leaf Green. I was like, you know what, I wanna play this again, but I don't wanna lose my data. And so I was like, I wanna play Leaf Green. And then Chris talked them into like, hey, there's a new one out. And that's when Ruby and Sapphire had just come out. And so,
well, Ruby and Sapphire came out before.
Or yeah, that's right. It was the reverse then.
Yeah, because I was about to say, I distinctly remember getting Fire Red for like my 13th birthday.
That's right. Because okay, so I've remembered that wrong my entire life. It was Emerald that we went to get because I had finished Ruby. And then we got Fire Red and Leaf Green because it was new. Yeah, that's what it is. But even though I love Ruby and Groudon's pretty cool, Rayquaza's badass.
Yeah.
And there's nothing beating Rayquaza.
Like, don't get me wrong, it takes 4 times damage from ice, but also Flying Dragon.
Right.
I also grew up watching Dragon Ball, so it's just like Shenron.
And like I guess to get sappy for a minute, even though like we can criticize Game Freak for Pokemon Sword and Shield for from now to Kingdom Come, but I will always be thankful for everything Pokemon's done.
I mean, yeah, but like the issue I have is just like, You ask a kid this question, and they're not going to be able to have a story like we do to an extent, mm-hmm. just because it lacks the spirit to have that sort of thing. Yeah. In my opinion.
Yeah, I agree. Especially because I think they've lost their way as far as
Do you care if I spoil just a few things about the end game?
Oh, I don't care.
Okay. Because, this is the things that upset me. Mm-hmm. You know the 400 Pokedex Pokemon, Eternatus? Yes. You have to catch him. It is built into the story.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's lame.
Yeah. You have... It's not like a battle for where you have to spend, 80 Pokeballs to try to catch it.
Like, you catch it no matter what.
Yeah. It is okay. Built into the story. You don't get your box legendaries after you beat Leon.
I'm a little sad now.
Yeah. And, like, they're level 70 when you catch them.
Yeah.
The same level as Rayquaza. Yeah. I crit caught my box legendary with one Pokeball. I named my Rayquaza from Sapphire. I hate you, all caps. He's my favorite Pokemon. Just in the moment, I was mad because I literally spent 3 hours trying to catch this Pokemon.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I remember those days. Because they made it challenging.
Yeah,
it made it worth the adventure. Because
I was still a kid.
Yeah,
I still did it.
Mm-hmm. Well, and
there's just so much hand holding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the best way to put it right there, mm-hmm. actually. And I couldn't think of the word, but hand holding is definitely
the word. I crit caught my box legendary. Mm-hmm. There's no reason for that. Like one Pokeball after I hit it with one move. It was kind of sad, in my opinion.
So could you not hit it at all and just throw a Pokeball at it?
Possibly.
That's what I mean.
I mean, I still have my Master Ball. I still have my Master Ball. I don't know what I'm going to use it on, but I still have it.
And I know you've mentioned this to me before, but is it when you beat Leon, he just gives you a Charmander?
Yes, it's like Steven's Beldum.
Still.
You go back to like your hometown.
Yeah.
You go to Hops and Leon's house. Mm-hmm. You go upstairs and it's in his room.
Okay. that really takes away, because we knew Charizard was going to be later in the Pokédex, or Charmander.
Yeah, I mean.
So I was expecting, like, something cooler.
I mean, knowing that and thinking back to the whole, oh, hey, that's like the flagship Pokemon of Leon. I kind of figured.
Yeah, it makes sense.
I mean, I'm pretty sure I talked to Dalton and I voiced my opinion that that's probably what was going to happen. And then it was. I mean, I get it, because it's just like, oh, hey, this is, I bred this Pokemon for you, sort of thing, you know? There's not a better way to put it.
Yeah.
Unless he just went and caught, like, another Charmander wherever he got his.
Because this game's based in,
It's the Galar region, so it's, like, England.
England, yeah. So, yeah, I guess you'd have to, I guess he hopped on Charizard and flew to where Charizard's children
either that cousins were. Or he has a Ditto, one or the other.
He probably does have a Ditto.
Probably. I never paid attention to the gender of the Charizard, so if it's not a female, then he would have to either have a Ditto or have another Charizard or something compatible in the egg group.
I think I asked you this question, mm-hmm. but we haven't confirmed it. But can you reset and get a shiny Charmander?
I never looked it up. I know you can't with your starters.
I've seen lists online of the complete and videos of the complete Pokédex. Mm-hmm. But you can never really trust those until, like, an official Dex is released.
Yeah.
Which is coming, is it December 20th?
I'm not sure.
I was looking on Amazon earlier, and do
you happen to know?
I think it is.
Okay.
You're right. Mm-hmm. Or at least that's what I saw on Instagram. I would sacrifice shiny in a fucking second if it meant I got more of the national decks.
Yeah.
Like, honestly.
Like I've never been huge into shiny Pokemon personally, yeah. But I mean, like, I've had a few just like traded to me, mm-hmm. and they've always been cool, but also it's something I can live without.
Yeah, it's something I got into when I played X and Y. When I played Y, it was fun, but if that stays in, and there's a definitive amount, like if there's a lot, it's just it. Why would you? I would just rather it. And yeah, I get it. Like, everybody's gonna be like, oh, well, the game is made for this generation of Pokemon users. No, it's not. And you know that. It's not.
If it was made for that kind of Pokemon trainer, that this generation, like this is the first game they're playing, I feel bad for them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I would rather, like, buy a 2DS and get Ultra Moon or Ultra Sun, mm-hmm. and play that as my first Pokemon game rather than play this.
My brother has never shown interest in playing Pokemon until this week, which he asked me, can I borrow your Switch? Can I play your Pokemon? I was like, no. He got really upset with me, and I said, this will not be the first Pokemon game you play. And I told him, I will buy you a DS right now if you will play, like, literally any other Pokemon, honestly.
I mean, honestly, you can literally, at this point, get any single Pokemon game on the DS, except for Sword and Shield.
Like, honestly, yeah. If you...
That's a good point.
Yeah, literally all of them would be... because the digital versions of the first and second generation. Mm-hmm. And then, if you own an older DS, you could use the original Alpha or regular Sapphire and Ruby. And if not, there's remakes. The Omega Ruby and Alpha Sapphire.
Yes, there is. Mm-hmm. I forgot about that. If you're going to start with anything, I would honestly, like, if you want to start, like, with an in-between, I've always been partial to Diamond and Pearl.
That's another one I spent a long time.
I feel like I have to step back for like any conversation involving those, because that was the generation I didn't play.
Oh, so that was Black and White.
I didn't have a DS when they came out, and when I did get a DS, Black and White were coming out. Mm-hmm. So that's what I got. Yeah. I did eventually play them. I borrowed a copy off of a friend just to get a playthrough in. But after that, I was just like, okay, here you go.
For me, the games I missed out on was the ones for the 3DS. Because for whatever reason, I didn't like the 3DS. I can't explain why. I never used the 3D feature. It gave me a headache.
Oh, absolutely.
So But I never got those. Was it three?
The X and Y. Sun and Moon?
Sun and Moon.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep. Two. I didn't play those.
I mean, I played through them. I don't really have any fond memories of either one. Like, I
X and Y, I enjoyed.
I didn't have any issues with them. I just don't have any fond memories.
I played it maybe for 20 minutes because not a long backstory, very short for you guys. My little brother's best friend broke his DS, apparently, gave us the games, and he had the two Pokemon games I never played. And as kicks and giggles, before I got rid of, I did have the first 3DS that came out. I sold it for like $50 score. I never used it anyway. and I played it a little bit, and I kind of just like laughed at his team, and I felt bad to reset it, so I just never did. And I gave it back to him because, I mean, those were his memories and his story, so I didn't want to reset it on him. So I played like 10 minutes of it. I liked what I saw. It was nice, but
if we're telling stories, I might as well admit to the truth as to why I didn't play Black and White.
I want to know this.
Here's what happened. I was kind of a shit kid, and at that point, I was I thought I was cool.
You were too cool for Pokemon.
I was too cool for Pokemon.
You were. No one's too well.
Oh, I know that now.
So there's some people who don't deserve Pokemon, but you're never too cool for Pokemon.
Well, see, I got like really into like stupid shit, and I was like I was like obsessed with like how I looked, like clothes and dumb shit, and I was like, you know what, I can't, because like I had a friend who would bring his DS to school, and I was like, oh well, that's lame. And I'm like, looking back at it, I'm like, why did I give a fuck about, because none of that shit mattered after a while. I'm still playing Pokemon to this day. I should have played Pokemon.
I took my DS to school. Mm-hmm. No shame.
Oh, I did it in high school. Once I realized I was being an idiot, like my senior year, I brought my DS all the time.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
All the time. I was like, no. I still hung out with people that were like, you know, relatively popular.
Just always be yourself. Yeah. Don't be afraid of what other non-Pokemon players will think of you, because you're cooler than them. You have a fire-breathing dragon.
Exactly.
I think we
lazy
all
motherfuckers.
Real talk right now, I think we all go through that phase. Maybe not everyone. Maybe some people are like born geniuses. I think we all go through that phase, though. I definitely did in high school. Pokemon was never something I gave up or dropped. But, I mean, we all have that thing. Just do what you love, homies. It's swag. If you want to spend a lot of money on Pokemon cards, buy Pokemon cards.
If you want to spend a lot of money on Yu-Gi-Oh cards, good luck with that rule set. I don't understand it anymore.
Yeah. Dude, I'm telling you, once 5Ds came around, I was like, God. Right.
Like, I could somewhat understand the Tuner Monsters. After that, though, I was gone. I was just like, what?
Like, my last deck, and I still have it. I wish I still had my original like cartridges for Pokemon, but I still have my last Yu-Gi-Oh deck. It was an Elemental Hero deck from GX, and that deck's badass. I could whoop anybody's ass with that because I knew the strategy.
Okay, but can we just agree though that Yu-Gi-Oh was easier to play than the Pokemon trading card game?
Yes, it was easier. Mm-hmm. Once I learned how to play the Pokemon trading card game, I have to admit that the Pokemon trading card game is more fun.
But just like,
as far as mechanics,
originally when it first came out, Yu-Gi-Oh was just like, play a card, deal some damage. Yeah. Like, that was about it.
It was that, and then Pokemon's just Now, where does this one go?
No, I've never played Yu-Gi-Oh! And I also never really understood how Pokemon worked growing up. So I'd have, like, you know, little battles with my grandparents and stuff. But I was not anywhere playing real Pokemon. I didn't learn how to play that until the trading card game online came out.
Which is that still a thing?
It's still a thing.
Ooh, I need to get into that.
Not really. No.
It's very... It holds your hand, I think. Until you get later on. A lot of it, though, like, I don't get it. And I need to look back into it, because I don't think there's a ranking system, which would be cool if you could do, like, online battles with other players, but I think it's like a PC thing.
Yeah. Now, to get back on the topic of like Pokemon video games, okay. I'm curious. Do you intend on like playing any further than what you have?
That'll be a no for me.
Okay.
Who's gonna give me the exclusives?
Yeah, I need the exclusives. I gave you Mrs. Fetched.
I probably will, for shits and giggles, if anything. I will, in hopes that they change their mind about
including
dating.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. I don't think they will.
Probably not.
But
if they did anything, they would release like a third version, like they used to do, or like a Sword and Shield 2. And then that has the national decks.
Yeah.
If they did anything, they wouldn't update this game, and I wouldn't buy the next one that came out just on principle.
Yeah, I'm there with you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What do you guys think about Pokehome?
It's a cash grab because they're wanting you to transfer your Pokemon up to Pokehome, and then hope that Pokemon will be available in a future version.
Pretty much.
That is my opinion on it.
It's same level as like what EA did with like the microtransactions, like that whole controversy with like Battlefield 2. I think it's almost that level.
I mean, this is fairly new information, but apparently they're adding like a subscription service to Animal Crossing Pocket Camp.
Get the fuck
no,
out.
No, are they?
Yeah. I saw Jim Sterling post a video about it earlier today. I haven't watched it, but the man usually knows what's going on in the industry.
I haven't played that game in a year, and that would make me very sad.
I installed it like one time.
Oh, yeah.
I think I installed it for the same friend.
Yeah, they were like, you should install it and play it. I played it for a little bit. I was like, oh, this is cute, but I can't keep up
with it. I played it for like 20 minutes. I was just like, no.
As opposed to Pokemon Go, where I devoted a lot of time.
See, I did the opposite. Pokemon Go, I played. It was really cool because I remember that game first dropped when I went to a band camp up in the mountains. Mm-hmm. It was pretty cool, but basically for 3 weeks I got to live life as a campus as a college student during the summer. That game dropped that like first day of camp, so we would just be running around catching Pokemon, playing our instruments, you know, and walking around campus. There's a lot of like art stops, so there's tons of Pokestops. I still am loaded with Pokeballs from back then, just because after those 3 weeks I didn't really play it again.
Yeah,
I wish I did, but I mean, I don't got time to walk. I'm kidding.
I use mine as kind of like a like with work. I started learning if I just kept it on in the background and just walked around at work. I walked a lot while I was just working like an 8-hour shift.
But can I just say that game is going to have a complete like national decks before Game Freak puts out another one?
Yeah.
Which
cuz I think they put, and I know they've finished the fourth generation, I believe, and they've started releasing the fifth.
Which, it's funny you say that, because I was like, you know, recently I'd been playing it a lot, and then all of a sudden they did the fifth gen, and not because I had known, but naturally I just stopped playing. And I haven't touched it since.
Oh, fifth gen, time to step away.
Dude, and that's one thing, one thing I liked about Sword and Shield is, having not played Black and White, I felt like I was playing Black and White because every fucking Pokemon.
Here's the thing, though. Black and White actually had a storyline.
It's true. Convoluted as I heard it was.
It kind of was, but I mean, it was fun. Mm-hmm. It felt like you were actually doing something.
Yeah.
While with this game, it's just like, oh, hey, I'm doing the gym challenge. There's Team Yell rooting for Marnie or doing something wacky.
Don't get me started with the Team Yell. Team Yell
is fucking stupid.
Like,
I have no words for Team Yell.
It was the weirdest thing when you get to the Dark Team gym leader.
Oh, yeah?
Do you not remember that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. I remember that now.
you know what I mean. Like, the story was just, oh, hey, I'm doing the gym challenge. Here's Team Yell doing weird, wacky things.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's almost like a Nick Jr. show.
Oh, I'm at the end of the game. Here's where all the story is. And it's lackluster. There is, in my opinion, more story after the game. Would you not agree?
Oh, yeah. Oh yeah, that's something I wanted to bring up. I wanted to bring up earlier that one thing as far as it's not even a nostalgic thing. It's like looking back at it and looking at all the things that Pokemon did and Game Freak did. They created an adventure, and like I said, that's something that I'll always be grateful for, because Pokemon was one of the things where it was an escape. It 100% was an escape from reality. And on top of what you said, Brittany, about like just hand holding, or was it you?
That was me. I think.
But like, it just holds your hand, and like, there's no adventure. Like, it's fun. It's fun for what it is.
It is a Pokemon game.
It's a Pokemon game, but it's not. It's not an adventure. And it won't be unless they decide to re-release it and change some things.
No. Since I'm only on the fourth gym, I haven't seen the entire map yet. But what I really liked about the original games is each new town you explored felt like a new town. It was a different environment, new things to see. To me, like, I appreciate the art style they went with. But a lot of the towns
they feel really very similar. Samey.
It doesn't feel like you're somewhere new.
Very samey in a different like environment.
It feels like I could walk maybe 20-minute drive and go back home.
Oh yeah.
It doesn't feel like like what you said, an adventure where every new town you explore is completely different.
There are only two towns that come to mind immediately that like stood out. And it was the fifth gym and the seventh gym. And, like, everything else, I remember. Oh, I lied. There is the sixth gym because it has the weird little, like, pool in the middle.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And, yeah, those are the only ones I remember.
Mm-hmm. I want to talk to you, Game Freak, just for a second. I know I'm a guest, but do I have free reign to say what I need to say? I just want to make sure I have permission.
I mean, I feel like I would agree, probably.
Okay. Game Freak, 100% know your audience, because you don't. Not only do you not know your audience, but you don't care about the future of a franchise that not only have people put so much time and effort and love and themselves into, you don't care about the franchise, period. This is something that could transcend time. This Pokemon's something that could go on forever, and I see that happening unless you fuck it up.
Like,
and you're on a slippery slope. So, Game Freak, my message to you is get your shit together.
One thing I want to add is a vast majority of us would not care if it took you 3, 5, 10 years to get out a masterful product that has everything that you've put out. from the beginning of the series to now.
Yeah. Yeah, because while we complain, mm-hmm. we're also a very devoted and loyal friend.
Like, we want to see you succeed.
Yeah. This is not like Star Wars. Like, I feel like this is like
going back to Last Jedi. I see.
It's you get fan bases that like for example, like Star Wars, they'll shit on it in a minute and then not care. Like, don't get me wrong, like Star Wars is something that like
they'll always find something to complain about.
But Pokemon is something that has an outrageous, and I'm going to get shit on by Star Wars fans. I know there's a loyal fan base with Star Wars, but the thing is with Pokemon, you could slap us in the face, Game Freak. You could slap us in the face, kick our mother in the ass, or do whatever you want to us, and we will still be here and hope that you will deliver something.
I mean, think of it this way. We've overlooked a lot of issues mm-hmm. just because the games were an adventure. They had spirit. They made you feel like you are a Pokemon trainer.
Mm-hmm. Preach.
But
yes.
But this one thing has just broken the camel's back, and everything's come to light, and we're tired of you not listening to us because mm-hmm. we've voiced these opinions. You have not delayed the game. You put it out in this story state that it's in. And now people are upset. Sure, it's selling well. On paper, they're going to be like, yeah, this is great. We need to put out more of this.
Yeah.
But the next time you do it, no one's going to buy it. At least no one with a brain.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
There's always going to be those people who just like see the name of the thing and just buy it. Mm-hmm. I mean,
anybody
with don't get me wrong. People buy Call of Duty for different reasons, but some people just buy Call of Duty because it's the cool first-person shooter. I want to be cool, kind of like why you stop playing Pokemon.
Yeah.
There's bound to be people who will still do that with Pokemon.
Mm-hmm. It's a shame. It's a damn shame. So, Game Freak, I reiterate, get your shit together before you lose everything. Because you may think it's hard to, that would be hard to do, but if everybody has the same mindset as us, and I'm willing to bet they do, or at least the vast majority.
Or a good enough portion.
Yeah, a good enough portion to tank you. And that's not a threat. However, it's just
a warning.
It's a warning. Because we love you. We're like, It's like I feel like if anything, it's a parent. Like, we're parents almost. It's like we will love you unconditionally.
It's the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles meme, where it's Game Freak as Master Splinter and us as like Pokemon trainers, and then it's the secondary image where like we're taller than Master Splinter, and it's Game Freak still. You know,
there's unconditional love.
We just want to see you better yourself.
Yeah.
Like, I've told people time and time again, because I have a, not online standing, but a lot of what I do revolves the internet. So I hang out with people on Discord, play games with them. A lot of my friends have shamed me for buying this game. And I'm like, no, shame on you. I love Pokemon. I love Pokemon Company. I love Game Freak. I love Nintendo. I will support them. But it won't take a lot for me to not want to buy their game. This time around, it was an okay, not a life-changing game, not the best Pokemon experience I've ever had, but I'm giving them a chance, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I'm still at the fourth gym, so I'm not, you know, really feeling it, but I'm going to push through.
Just all you owe to yourself is finishing the game and catching your respective legendary.
I want to address Game Freak again. If you could listen to what Brittany said, that's what should make you realize, hey, fucking do it. Like, make a good game. be good.
I mean, what I reiterated earlier, like, if they want to, like, put out a secondary version, or, like...
Pokemon Boomerang and Black.
Pokemon Gun.
they just make Pokemon armor.
It's just Pokemon FPS. Let's take you to the Pokemon Center.
Don't do it, Hop. But, like I said, if they make, like, a secondary version that has the National Dex, just on principle, I won't buy it. Because that'll just show us that they don't intend on making a product for us. They just want a cash grab product.
Oh, are you saying that did you say that doesn't include National Dex, or does?
That does. But because it's on the Switch. They can easily push out an update for it. Even if it's little by little adding the National Dex, it's something they can do.
Mm-hmm. And I know you already use this expression, but, like, for me, that would be the straw that broke the camel's back, honestly.
See, the
seeing a third game
with the National Dex and them not fixing the others.
Knowing full fucking well that it would have been easier just to update instead of releasing a whole new game.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the fuck is wrong with you? Like, even if the legendary is fire, fuck that. I'm not giving you 50, 60 bucks.
Who wants a fire legendary? What are you talking about? Moltres?
Fucking spicy caliente.
But the unfortunate thing is, it seems like the trend now with gaming is microtransactions, which... I'm praying that nothing like that ever comes of Game Freak.
I want to talk about a game that came out recently, just like Pokemon, that is $60, no microtransactions. It is beautiful. Gameplay is solid if you can wrap your head around it.
Mm-hmm. I know it was getting there.
Most people apparently can't. Death Stranding.
And he's off.
The game is gorgeous. It runs extremely well, given that it's an open world game. Like, look at Skyrim, buggy as hell. Death Stranding has a fuck ton of polish.
Yeah.
Like, don't get me wrong, the controls are a little weird to get used to, especially with vehicles. But, I mean, you move around like a person when you're on foot.
Like I was telling you earlier, like, but it seems super, like, hyper-realistic. And I think, if anything, what people don't understand is, like, the controls, that's kind of, like, building on that whole realism thing. Because it's like, think about how that would be to control what you're trying to, like,
as, in an all-terrain vehicle. If you yourself were trying to do this,
it would be difficult.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
So, like, why are you complaining that this person that you're playing as is having a semi-hard time?
You hear that, Game Freak? It's part of the adventure.
It's like, the opening bits, you are, like, basically avoiding combat as much as possible. Eventually, you are forced into it just because of how the game progresses. But that's not what the game is about. The game is about making the adventure, delivering those packages, and just going from coast to coast, reconnecting the world.
Moral of the story is, it's about the journey, not the destination.
Fucking right with that. Wait, can I curse on this? I know I've cursed, like, a million times. I'll bleep it out if I...
I mean, I have.
Okay. Because I was like, I'll go through and edit and bleep it. One thing I can say about Death Stranding, no, I haven't played it, so my opinions are almost invalid.
I haven't finished it, but I'm close.
So, yeah. I will say the only valid opinion I can give is that the CGI is some of the most flawless CGI in a video game I've seen in a long time.
There are some things that, like, look kind of funny. Like there's bits of Sam's Norman Reedus's facial hair that just like stick out to me. I'm just like, I wish I could shave that. Just cut it off, because it just like sticks out.
Never heard of Gillette.
But like, it's a game. I don't have to worry about buying a $5 package of materials. I can just go out in the world and get them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's
how it should be.
And if Pokemon goes that route, I can't endorse them anymore. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, the biggest microtransaction I'd be willing to make is for Pokemon Home. Mm-hmm. And that's assuming they bring back the national decks.
Yeah.
Because mm-hmm. I'm not getting it otherwise.
Yeah. You have 1 month, Game Freak. You have 1 month. Or
the Charizard gets it.
The price on your head goes up. No, that's not a threat. I would like to say that I am not threatening Game Freak, and I love you guys. The more I think about it, the more I'm like, not even like aggravated or mad, just sad.
You're genuinely sad. You're disappointed.
Yeah. Because they know better.
We
20 years have showed that they know better.
Like, I get it to an extent. They want to branch out. They don't want to be the Pokemon guys. But like, if you're still going to be putting out Pokemon games, you need to put in the effort. Say if I was well known for like first person shooters, and I put out a jank first person shooter that is just you running down a hallway, like not even being able to turn, just running straight, people would be upset with that. Yeah. It has no spirit.
Yeah. Well,
I'm not saying Sword and Shield are that bad. I'm just saying like. You know the metaphor I'm trying to go for, probably.
No, it's just they, and the more you hear, like you really think about it, like the fact that they've had 22 years, like they've had 22 years of experience, and it's like if you're wanting, of all the things I've said to you, Game Freak, I guess the one thing if you're gonna take anything home is if you don't want to commit to what you should be doing, give it to somebody else that cares.
Yeah.
Give it to somebody else that cares. And that's let Nintendo find somebody who's right.
I was literally about to say, like, give the game to somebody else. Like, yeah. Hell, like, Nintendo could spit it out to Atlas. Yeah. It'd be fucking weird. But, I mean, they do turn-based RPGs really well with the Persona and the Shin Megami Tensei series.
Yeah, that is true.
I mean, a lot of people even compare Shin Megami Tensei to Pokemon. It's just...
That was a moment of silence for Game Freak.
R.I.P. For me, that was a moment of silence for my hopes and dreams for Shin Megami Tensei 5. Please come out. I beg you. I'll love you. Please. Love you. But in closing thoughts, I feel like this has ran long enough.
I'll let you go first, I guess.
I was going to end off with, I love you, Pokemon, and I love you, Game Freak, but please, do better.
Do
gooder.
We're going to give you a retake on your final exam.
You study through the midnight.
You better pass this time. It's multiple choice, just like the Pokemon moves.
I'll even give you the answers. If I had anything definitive to say, which I know I keep saying that, but in all seriousness, please don't forget who you're doing this for. Don't, like, not even us, like, fuck us for a second, like, think about the kids that you the kids that you inspired back then, which is us, think about what you should be doing for the kids now.
Think to yourself, would you be happy playing this game as a 10-year-old? If you can't confidently say yes, you need to try harder.
Absolutely.
Scene. I don't know.
And scene.
And I believe that is our first episode of What's Up, Gamer? Goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye, gamers.